What is going on, guys? I'm Ryan Eddy.
I'm Jackson Snow.
And this is another episode of Sideline Stories. Today we have, similar to last episode, what is going on in the NFL. And we're going to have 10 segments here, all 5 minutes. So if you want to have a timer or something. And then we're just going to give our thoughts and our feedback. And first up, we have... Why don't the Niners have a better record? And just to preface this, we're both Niners fans, and it's
kind of a struggle over here.
It's been a struggle. So I guess I'll start. So first and foremost, I'm tired of this argument. I'm really tired of it, but I guess we have to use it again. Injuries. Christian McCaffrey has been injured the entire year, and apparently he's going to be injured the rest of the year unless we make the playoffs, and that's looking doubtful. So Debo injured, Ayuk injured, Hargrave, Trent Williams, Fred Warner, Tyler Nolofunga, Diamandour Lenore, Brock Purdy, Aaron Banks, Nick Bosa, Jordan Elliott, Dre Greenlaw, just to name a few, and Jake Moody, too, our kicker.
We just get plagued by injuries, and there's 13 or more guys who are injured constantly, bro.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of ridiculous.
It's... So, yeah, some other reasons I have. Debo's not playing well in the pass, as we all know. If you watch Niner games, you know the offense runs through Debo.
Yeah.
And Debo's not playing well. He's 71st in receptions, 48th in yards, and just two total touchdowns, one passing, one receiving. One receiving touchdown equal to people such as Josh Allen. So if he has as many receiving touchdowns as Josh Allen, we're in trouble.
I'm not going to lie. Like, there's... a lot of disappointing wide receivers on this team right now. Brandon Ayuk, I mean, you were very bad to start off the year. You were too busy commanding for money from us, and then you just didn't even show up to training camp. You really just have been struggling, and I don't like how you fleeced us out of some money low-key. But, I mean, I feel like when this team is fully healthy, we'll be okay.
I really hope so. And, so another reason I think we're playing so bad is – if you watch our games, we're horrible in the red zone.
I agree.
We're top 10 in total yards, but we're 27th in red zone efficiency and 31st in opponent's red zone efficiency at 70%. When they get in the red zone, there's a 70% chance they score a touchdown compared to when we get in, there's only a 49% chance. And this is why we're 1-4 in one score games. It's embarrassing.
I think it really comes down to... like you said, red zone defense. Like, obviously, I feel like in the red zone, I mean, Christian McCaffrey, I mean, he kind of really helps us out in the red zone. I feel like we're really missing a guy like him. Every team would. But that's where you want to see Debo kind of step up a little bit because he can run. He can go catch the ball. He's such a versatile player. And it's kind of ridiculous how he only has one reception touchdown. And, I mean, Brock Purdy sometimes doesn't have people to throw to. I mean...
yeah, our best receiver can't be Juwan Jennings.
Juwan Jennings isn't bad. Like,
he's a dog. He's a dog. Look at our receiving core. He can't be the best.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. He's not a number one receiver guy. He might be in the future, but I don't think he is right now. I mean, he had obviously that really good game. I think it was against the Patriots. Was it against the Patriots where he went off? Could have been a different game.
I don't recall, but I know he had a really good game in the Super Bowl, kind of his coming out party.
Yeah, like he's had multiple, I mean... instances where he's shown where he can have the potential to be a number one guy, but I don't think he's there just yet, and it shows.
Yeah, and some more reasons. Our run defense is average in the league. It's just average. Look at our roster. How is our run defense average? This makes no sense. We have one of the best D-lines, one of the best linebacker groups, and we're average in run defense. We're letting up 120 rushing yards a game, and we're 25th in points allowed per game. How? Look at our roster. This doesn't make any sense.
I don't know if you guys just... we're really passionate fans here. But, like, it's kind of ridiculous because, obviously, we've been plagued with injuries. But at the same time, like, it comes to a point where do we need to switch up coaching? I don't really know if we do. I think Kyle Shanahan's a great coach. But we just need everybody healthy, bro. That's what it comes down to. And I hate being that guy to say that because it's, like, every year with the 49ers. Not... to an extent from last year. Last year we were relatively healthy. But, I mean, if you have more than 15 guys hurt at a time, it's really hard to win football games.
Yeah, the only coach I need to see fired is a strength and conditioning coach. I don't know what he's been doing.
Exactly.
I don't know what he's been doing, but he's just not there. Yeah, I really like Shanahan too. To your point, he has an incredible resume. I would love to see Robert Saleh back on the defensive coordinator.
I agree.
But
I agree.
Yeah, but honestly, I think Robert Saleh is too good of a coach to go back to a coordinator job. Yeah. I really like him as a coach. The Jets are stupid for firing him, which we're going to actually talk about in our next segment coming up right now. What is wrong with the Jets?
I have some multiple issues. Roster issues. Like, they just don't have any, they have no depth. I'm not going to lie. Across the roster, they do not have any depth. And many players are not performing to their ability. Garrett Wilson, a dog. He's a dog. He's on my fantasy team. But, I mean, it really comes down to Aaron Rodgers. He's kind of declined this year. Is age showing? I want to ask you that.
Age could be showing. He's not making the passes that we're used to seeing. And, I mean, it really, I think more importantly that they have offensive line issues.
Yeah.
They've allowed 28 sacks and 215 sack yards, which is third most in the league. And they're only averaging 87 rushing yards a game with Breece Hall back there. So, I mean,
bro, Breece Hall is way too good.
Yeah, that's ranked 30, by the way. That's ranked 30. So
I will say, this is another point that I was going to go after, is poor team building. Everybody was so hyped about this Jets team, but there's really big holes in their team. Like, I don't know. There's coaching concerns. There's team building. I just don't think the roster is good enough to compete in the NFL. Like,
yeah. To your point, Rodgers is averaging a career-low QBR, and he doesn't look like the same player we've seen in the past. But just some more stats for you I have here. Breece Hall, 700 yards, ranked 21st, only four touchdowns. They're 20th in the turnover margin, and they're 28th in penalties. So it's just not looking like a disciplined team out there, and it's really starting to show in the win-loss column.
Like you said with discipline, I really think it comes down to coaching. I don't think the team really should, like, they have roster issues, obviously, but they have a good amount of talent on that offensive end, and there's, like, no reason why they shouldn't be. And they have a pretty okay D-line. Quinnen Williams, he's pretty good. I think he's a really solid player.
Yeah, he's good.
And I think they have talent, but there's just holes in, like, all around, in my opinion.
I agree. And to your point about the coaching dilemma, this makes absolutely no sense to me. Robert Saleh was a defensive-minded coach.
And they suck at defense.
And you fired him after having offensive problems?
Yeah.
This makes no sense. They had a great defense when he had the job.
Yeah.
And now he's fired, and now all of a sudden you have a bad defense.
Exactly.
And you wonder why?
Like, I don't know. See, this is what annoys me about some bad organizations, bro. Because, like, it really comes down to, like, people don't understand how much a good coach plays in the NFL.
Like, I agree.
It's a coaching game, and if you're good on the defensive end with him, defense wins championships. I think, like, they'll figure out the offense. They have offensive talent. But why fire him? He's a great coach.
If anything, fire Rodgers' best friend, Nathaniel Hackett. He's had a horrible career. He's shown you year in, year out, he's not a good coach. Why do you keep hiring him? Just because him and Rodgers are friends? Like, come on.
I mean, Rodgers is a really polarizing guy. I will say that. I mean, I guess to make him happy, but shoot, Rodgers is getting old. I mean, I don't know. I think it really just comes down to poor team management and the GMs, just poor roster management at the end of the day.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, they're looking like they're headed to another rebuild, which is funny because they've been in the rebuild the last, like, two decades. So,
yeah. Dude, like, here's my whole thing about the Jets. I think they have really good top-end talent, like Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson. Skill positions, I think they're there. But it's just like, I don't know. It's just little things, in my opinion. Like, the little gelling pieces that they just don't have. Like, I don't know.
And to your point, those things come together with coaching.
Exactly.
I mean, we've seen around the league, coaches like Dan Campbell really pull that roster together. You look up and down that roster before he was there, and you would have said, they have nobody, they have nothing. They need to start from scratch. And now all of a sudden, those same guys that were there pre-Campbell and are still here post-Campbell, all of a sudden, they're playing to their full potential, and it's really just a coaching problem.
And he's shown that, like, even when you lose star players, like, you could still have a really good team. Like, they lose Aiden Hutchinson, and they're still really, really good. So I think coaching is more important than people think.
Yeah, it's a coaching game. It's completely opposite of the NBA, which is a player's game.
Yeah.
I know there's still, like, some or a lot, actually, major impact, but nowhere near compared to the NFL.
I agree.
And, yeah, going into our next segment, topic number three, can the Dolphins still make a playoff run? And you want to start with this one?
Yeah, pretty simple answer is no.
I looked
it up. I mean, the Athletic said that they only have a 12% chance of making the playoffs, which is very small. But I think this team is very good with Tua on the field.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it comes down to, because we've seen players, like, with the backup QB, obviously, players don't play as well. I would know. A-Chain's on my fantasy team. Right when Tua came back, he started cooking. Like, he just – a QB, you could say defense, like I said, but QBs win championships too. Like, if you have a bad QB, you can't really win a championship. And I think the Dolphins, glad that Tua's back. He's playing pretty solid, I would say. But, I mean, it just comes down to health with – the Dolphins.
Yeah, so I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I think the Dolphins can do it. I'm not going to say they will, but I do think they have a shot bigger than 12%. And whatever the Athletic said, Tua's looking. He's playing really well. Since he's come back, he's had 124 passing rating, which ranks first.
That's really
over
good.
The past three games. In that span, they're averaging 28 points per game, and it really does look like their offense has a second life. Man.
That offense has so much talent, bro. You got Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Tua, and A-Chain. Skill positions on lock.
Yeah, it really
I think
does.
Really good.
It really does look like a completely different team with Tua out there. Without him, we saw they look dead. They look like a high school JV team. But yeah. Now they actually look like they're capable of doing something. So, yeah, they've allowed their 19th in sacks, allowing 2.7 per game. Obviously, that needs to improve with a vulnerable QB like Tua, a glass-breakable QB like Tua.
And I'll add,
yeah.
He tries to get hurt. Have you seen the
clips?
Yes, this dude be going head first every single time. And
head versus, like, DeMar Hamlin's chest, the two most vulnerable things in NFL.
Exactly.
One of them was bound to break.
I just don't know. I think this team, obviously, if they were fully healthy the whole year, I think they could be a really, really good team. But I think they dug themselves a really big hole. That's kind of just what I'm – that's kind of like my thought on it.
Yeah, I agree. But I think they can do it. I think they can do it, to be honest. To your point, A-Chan played so poorly with Tua out.
Yeah.
And however, in the past three games, he's only averaging 3 yards per carry with Tua back. So he really does need to pick it up. Him and Mostert, too. He's stealing all the touches from Mostert, who had the most touchdowns in the NFL last year.
I think they could kind of be like a ripoff version of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. If they actually are
very ripoff.
They're very ripoff.
Very ripoff.
Because they're really good. I think obviously Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery are like the best little duo in the league.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think they could be a little ripoff version of it. And I don't know why they kind of went away from it. They were like splitting carries last year. And now they kind of just went to A-Chain, which I'm not complaining. He's on my fantasy team. But, like, at the end of the day, I think
– Mostert's still good.
I think Mostert's really good. I know he's getting old, but, I mean
– But, I mean, he led the NFL in touchdowns last year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I kind of just – I don't think they have a bad coaching issue, but I think that's one thing that they can improve on, is kind of splitting touches a little bit.
Yeah, and headed to their defense. Their defense has been just average, allowing 22 points per game, ranked 14th in the NFL. One thing that they need is some pass rush. I know Jordan Phillips has been injured, but he's been injured before, and this is really not a good excuse. They just have 1.8 sacks per game, which is ranked 29th in the NFL. Pass rush is one of the most important factors to winning games and to having a good defense.
I agree.
And they have the secondary. They have the guys in the sky. They have Ramsey, Holland, the rest of them, but they really need some pass rush. And
I really do feel like if they get pass rush, the secondary does their job. They can. Jalen Ramsey, he might be a little, you know, not like his Rams days, but dude, he's still a really good corner.
Yeah, and he's an amazing tackler too.
Exactly. Like they have people to lean on. They just need to get pass rushers. I really think that's what it comes down to. And obviously, it makes the QB way less comfortable if you have pass rush, and it makes turnovers.
Yeah, I don't have the stats on this, but a lot of teams that average in the bottom three ranking of sacks probably aren't very successful.
I agree.
So that's one key point. And I don't know if they're going to do it in the draft, by trading, or just actually develop some guys, but you can't blame it on injuries.
I agree.
All right, so topic number four, why are the Cowboys struggling so much, and what will Jerry Jones do to fix them?
This is one I want to...
Yeah. I don't know if we should switch it to what he will do or what you think he will do or what he should do, because those are all probably three different answers.
Jerry Jones, bro, retire, dude. I think, bro, if you don't want to pay your best players, CeeDee Lamb, like he, I don't know, he just annoyed me this whole offseason. Like, he doesn't do anything. He never does anything. And it's just like he keeps running back the same team, first-round exit, or misses the playoffs, but he doesn't improve anything. He just kind of just lets them ride.
That's true. He's just not a good GM anymore, and his ego is preventing himself from stepping down. And so, some of the reasons I think they're struggling. First and foremost, you could say Dak has been dealing with injuries, out.
That's a point.
To be honest, I don't think that is a good excuse because they were bad with him.
So,
I'm not saying Dak is playing bad, but the Cowboys were losing games with Dak. And so that's not a good excuse.
I think Dak is a very polarizing player because there's haters and then there's people who love him, which is Cowboys fans. But I think... This is just my personal opinion, and I think a lot of people can agree with me on this. If you don't have a 1A QB, I don't think you can win championships.
I agree. Uh-huh.
Because, this Cowboys team, obviously, they're lacking in a lot of places, and I think they're just I think McCarthy is an awful coach. I just don't think he's good, and I think, like we said, NFL coaches kind of play a big role in it, but... There's no excuse for Dak's injuries because, obviously you're QB1, but he has, like you said, he's been out, he's been in, and they still lose football games, and it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, but since he's been down, they've only been averaging 19 points per game since week 8, and they're 1-4 since then. And going to the obvious topic, the elephant in the room, their non-existent run game. Yeah. Zeke is averaging 3.2 yards per carry, and Dowdle, who's just had that 100-something yard rushing game for the first time in 20-something weeks, the Cowboys rusher had over 100 yards, but he's only averaging 55 yards per game, which is a pretty good split considering he's averaging 4.5 yards per carry, but they still need a run game. And is this going to come through Jeanty?
Honestly, if they get him, I think he is a dog, man. I think he can really, whatever team he goes to, I think he just applies pressure to the defense. I think that's just what he does. He's an absolute dog. And I think this team could really use Jeanty.
I agree. But to be honest, and this might be a hot take, but I think Jerry Jones' ego is too big to admit that they've had running back problems. I don't know.
This dude won't move on from Zeke, bro. Zeke, he's an old fat dude, bro. Let him go. I know he was with the Patriots. I know he left teams for a little bit. Why does he keep coming back?
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if Jerry Jones is man enough to admit that they need a running back and he didn't go get one in the offseason.
What annoys me is his interviews, bro. He deflects, that's and he true. Comes at reporters who are just trying to do their job.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, fix your problems and nobody will have these things that are trying to take you down, these takes trying to take you down or just trying to come at you. Just do your job.
Yeah. Going on to the defense, awful. Allowing 360 yards per game, ranked 26th in the NFL, and 28 points per game, ranked 29th. And this is coming from both run and pass defense, obviously. But they're allowing 148 rushing yards per game on 4.9 yards per carry. 150 rushing yards is 31st in the NFL. And they're averaging 7.3 yards per pass, which is ranked 31st. And so this is just unacceptable. They have, like the Niners, they do have names, like big names on that defense. And for these numbers to be where they are, it's just not acceptable.
Trevor Diggs, bro, he's been getting torched this season here and there. Like, I've seen so many clips where he just gets torched or he just doesn't look like the guy he used to be. And he's a big name. And, I mean, he also had an incident with a reporter.
Yep.
But, like, I mean, it just comes down to this, bro. Do your job and play well and nobody will come at you. I think the secondary has really, really disappointed me because I thought they had good names. I think Branch, that he was pretty good last year. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
And he just, I don't know. I think their secondary just isn't that good.
All right, so finishing it off, we only have a few more seconds, but what they should do, not what they will do, fire McCarthy, fire Mike Zimmer, the DC, draft Genty in the first round, and then draft defense for the rest of the draft. That is my plan for the Cowboys to regain the top, which I say the top. They haven't had the top since the 80s. That is my plan for the Cowboys to get back to glory.
I completely agree with you. Defense is one of the most important things, if not the most important things, to win championships. Shoot, the Bengals
especially for this team.
The Bengals are a prime example.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
we'll talk about them later, too.
Yeah, we're talking about them. Trust me, we're talking about them.
All right, so number five, Vikings. Pretenders or contenders?
Right, I want to get this off my chest. In my opinion, the Vikings are one of the most talented teams all around.
Oh.
I think they are. Because besides QB, Sam Darnold's a dog. He's shown that he just has to be in the right system to be a good QB. But all around talent, I think they're a really good team. But it all comes down to if Sam Darnold can really show up in the playoffs. That's what it comes down to, in my opinion.
I like that. I agree. I have them as contenders. Sam Darnold's playing well, to your point. 3,000 passing yards, 23 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 56 QBR, and Aaron Jones is playing well. He has 820 yards, which is almost up there with Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, and Saquon Barkley. He's on 4.5 yards per carry. Jay Jettis already has 1,000 yards, averaging 86 yards per game, which is amazing. Five touchdowns. I think he would have a lot more touchdowns, but obviously he commands a lot of attention in the red zone. So,
best receiver in the league.
Yeah, I still think so. I still think he's the best receiver in the league. Their offense is just looking so fluid, which is honestly,
that was a question point at the beginning of the season.
It was.
Because they were like, oh, Jay Jettis, he doesn't have a QB. He's not going to have a good year.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold proved everybody wrong, man.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? He wasn't even the first option. I think McCarthy was intended to start this year.
Yeah, I think he was too.
And so now, could it be like a Rodgers love situation with McCarthy and Darnold?
I think it can be. And I think they're both still learning because this is his first real role as like a 1A QB. And I think he's having a really good year, and I think he can, you know, teach McCarthy some ways, you know. McCarthy's an older QB, is he not? Or is he?
McCarthy's a rookie.
No, I'm talking, did he come in? Like, no, this is different from NBA, my bad. But he is a rookie, and I think he can learn from, what's his name? Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and what I think they're going to do is, I think they're going to keep both QBs on the roster, and I think once Sam Darnold, if he keeps playing well, which I think he will, I think once he gets that new contract, I don't think the Vikings are going to be willing to pay him. I think they're going to make that seamless transition from Darnold to McCarthy. And in their view, hopefully it goes from 1A to even higher.
Yeah, I think McCarthy has really high potential. Obviously, he was at Michigan. I think he has high potential. That's why people were questioning if he was going to start this year. And I think he can with some development time. Hopefully they have good development coaching. I hope they do. Yeah. Even if he's under Sam Darnold, I think he could still develop pretty well. And I think at the end of the day, if they don't want to pay Sam Darnold, I think they have another backup option.
Yeah, and really the biggest factor on this team is the defense for me. The defense. Brian Flores proving once again why he's such a great coach.
I agree.
He was a great coach on the Dolphins. They should have taken Herbert like he suggested. Instead, they took Tua. But they're a high blitzing defense, and it shows up on the stat sheet and with their sacks. They're fifth in opponents' points per game, allowing only 18.3 points per game. Sixth in opponents' yards per play at just 5.1. They're averaging 3.3 sacks per game, which is second in the NFL.
Applying pressure.
They are. They're eighth in the turnover margin. And on top of that, they have a top five special teams in the NFL. They're honestly,
I'm telling you, all around good team. That's what I was trying to say.
They are.
Like, I think they have so much talent, like, everywhere. It really just depends on QB1. Can he get the job done?
And he has been.
And he has been.
Yeah.
And I think if he keeps playing like this throughout the playoffs, they have a real shot at being contenders.
Yeah, real Super Bowl contenders. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. So moving into the next topic, a little bit more mellow here. Is it concerning that Patrick Mahomes is having a bad season?
I think it is very concerning. Obviously, the Chiefs started off very strong. But when they lost to the Bills, it was kind of a test if they could, you know, battle with the Bills, if you want to say. And I think the Bills are an overall just better team. I think they are, and I think Josh Allen is looking like the best QB in the league right now. I really do think he is. And, I just want to bring up this one example that we were talking about earlier, is that Raiders game. There's no reason the Raiders should be in a game with y'all. Yeah. Like, I'm just, like, I don't know. I think Patrick Mahomes has been very disappointing, and I think obviously he's Patrick Mahomes. He could turn it on in the playoffs, but how it's looking right now, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you here.
Really?
Yeah, no, I do not think it's concerning for the Chiefs. Listen, Patrick Mahomes is a winner.
I agree.
The Chiefs have been doing well. Obviously, he hasn't been doing well individually, but we all know he could put together good performances in the playoffs. And I say good, but spectacular, historic performances in the playoffs. Look, he hasn't been playing to his standards. He only has 3,000 yards, 19 tutties, and 11 interceptions with just a 64 QBR. But he's still the same quarterback that won 3 Super Bowls and took that Bucs team to overtime with no defense. And so now that I think that he has a defense, I think that there's no reason why he's any different than the Mahomes we've seen in previous years.
I really don't think he's different. I just think, like, he's having a bad year. Like, I'm not saying they don't have a chance. I'm just saying that, do I think they're the favorites? No. But, I mean, obviously, they could easily win it because Patrick Mahomes is overall the best QB in the league. I think Josh Allen's having the best season. But if we're talking about who's the best in the league, I think it comes down to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and I agree. Now that they finally have a defense, you know, the Chiefs have been struggling with that defense. And even in the years that they've won Super Bowls, which is crazy, because now that they have a top defense, the fact that we're talking about Patrick Mahomes having a bad season, it's surprising.
Honestly, just think about, well, last year they had a really good defense too, but imagine if they were playing up to standard. Like, imagine if the whole offense was playing up to standard. Like,
yeah, we say imagine, but they're still 9-2.
Yeah, they're still really good. They're still 9-2. But I really do think, like, I don't know, if they could put it all together, I think they could be really, really strong in the AFC.
Yeah, and the secondary is playing amazing. The linebackers are playing well. They're ninth in yards let up per game, 10th in allowed yards per play, 8th in scoring defense, very consistent in that range, 10th in red zone defense. But this is the problem for the defense. They are 27th. In sacks per game. And honestly, with Chris Jones and Karlafkis back there, it's just, I don't know how they're 27th.
Yeah, I don't know.
They have studs back there. So that's one thing. I know their defense is amazing, but if they have one focal point for that defense, it would be getting home.
I think, honestly, the biggest X factor is if they can get pressure on opposing teams. Like, I think that's, like, a huge X factor for that team. And I feel like if Chris Jones, obviously he is one of the best in the game, but it's kind of disappointing for how what they're ranked right now.
Yeah. And one thing that they should be concerned about, at least on the offensive end, is their poor offensive line. In the past four weeks, they've let up 4 sacks per game. And I was watching the game, and apparently the left tackle got benched. I don't know if it was left or right. A tackle got benched, and a guard stepped into the tackle position, and they brought in the backup guard. Now, listen, I'm not an O-line expert by any means, but transitioning from guard to tackle is probably one of the most difficult things you can do on an O-line.
Yeah, I can't really take this with 2 cents. I feel like, obviously, every position change is very, very, like, you know, difficult to do, but if it's what needs to be done, it's what needs to be done. And you could just step into the role. I think that's just how football is. I think you just do whatever coach asks, and you can obviously work on it. I think he stepped up. Shoot, I mean, keep winning football games. So
yeah, in any way possible, I guess, for the Chiefs, because they can't get it done traditionally. But it blocked field goals, muff snaps.
Man,
what else? What else do they need?
They get
overtime, tail or a coin flip. Yeah, I mean,
they get by the skin of their teeth, bro. It's ridiculous.
But honestly, we're used to this at this point. They've been doing that.
I mean, they're just winners, like you
they
said.
Are. They are winners. All right. Should the Giants, quote unquote, clean house after the Saquon and Daniel Jones debacle?
I think they should, because after cutting Daniel Jones, I think they finally are accepting the rebuild. This is what pisses me off about teams. Bro, Daniel Jones was not a good quarterback when you paid him. He was not a good quarterback. And you just decided not to pay Saquon, which obviously he's going stupid now.
Yeah.
But would he be doing that on the Giants? Probably not, because he doesn't have an O-line. But, like, I don't know. They put trust in a mediocre QB. They paid him millions and millions of dollars.
And $160.
Yeah, $160 million. And he's just now he's a terrible QB, but
now he's a practice squad safety.
Exactly. And I'm just like, bro, the Giants have to do better paying QBs and just overall just paying people, because, like, I don't know. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, so I agree with you on this one. They 100% should clean house. And it starts with firing GM Joe Schoen and head coach Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll has been bad for so many years, and you can't expect him to magically do better now that he has an even worse roster than he has the past 5 years. And especially with quarterbacks such as Daniel Jones, you've never seen any promise outside of one playoff victory from Daniel Jones, in which a season he didn't even play particularly well. And so for Joe Schoen to be worse of a GM than his own son, honestly, that metric alone should get him fired.
I mean, we've seen the whole draft clip. I mean,
yeah.
We've seen it. I mean, his son predicted way better than he did. And it's just, it's very ridiculous how much he's gotten away with.
Yeah.
Because, bro, the Giants are poverty, bro. Like,
I know.
It's so bad because they've just made bad decision after bad decision.
It's like they expect everything to magically happen to him. They expect Daniel Jones, as soon as he gets paid, to automatically become a quarterback that he's not. He's expecting Brian Daboll to pull off miracles, which he's never had in the past. You have to take action, take charge. You can't just be guessing, hoping, predicting for something to happen when you're making bad decisions, is what it's boiled down to.
Yeah, I just think they're one of the least talented teams in the league. I really do think that. And, like, it's kind of ridiculous, bro, because, like, I don't know. I just don't like how they built this team, how they spent hundreds of millions of dollars on mediocre players. I just think it comes down to the GM in the building of this team, and I think they should redo everything.
Yeah, and to cap it all off, to put a cherry on top, they let their best player, their franchise celebrity walk to a division rival where now he's in the MVP talks.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I think it was great for Saquon that he left because, you know, the Giants kind of suck. But I think overall, like, they just need a QB. They need a franchise QB. They need a draft really good from here on out until they build a capable team.
Yeah, and here are some stats this year in case by now you don't believe me that they should clean out.
Yeah.
So they are last in points per game at just 15.3 points per game.
No QB.
31st in passing yards at 183 per game. 27th in sacks allowed with 3.3 per game. 30th in team passing rating with 77.8. That means you include all the starting quarterbacks. Dead last in red zone efficiency at 42% touchdown rate. And their defense is nothing impressive either. Their defense isn't as bad as their offense, but the defense is not in top 10 of any metric.
I will say the only person I like on that team is Tracy, that Tracy guy, the running back. I think he has good potential, but you can't win with skill positions are obviously really great, but you need QB and you need a really good defense, which the defense isn't as bad as the offense, but the offense is just atrocious. It's all about drafting from here on out.
And coaching. And coaching,
yeah. We've
yeah, made and huge, it doesn't start with Brian Daboll.
Yeah, we've made a huge emphasis on coaching today. But, I mean, they just have to draft well. They have not drafted well in a while.
Yeah, it's true. Besides Saquon, can you really think of a really successful Giants draft pick?
And they let him walk.
Yeah, and I was about to say. And the one time they do pick right, look what happens. First of all, he can't even perform because you give him no resources. You give him no O-line. You give him no passing threat. And even then, he's still considered one of the best running backs in the league because everyone in the NFL, all the fans, all the spectators, all the media, everyone can see his talent, and you can do nothing to harness that.
And it's really ridiculous because he was there for a good amount of his career and you just couldn't give him any help at all.
Yeah, and now I'm happy for him. He's finally in a position where he's
looking like the best in the league.
He's finally in a position where he's in a place to be successful. And you know what? He has been successful.
Yeah. And do you want to move on to the Bengals?
Yeah. So, right now, it's the Super Bowl frontrunner, and then the Bengals, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, the Super Bowl...
Yeah.
So, the Super Bowl frontrunner, for me, it's the Bills. And partly because Josh Allen, we talked about last episode how you need that best player in order to get in contention for the NBA Finals. And the NFL, it's no different. You need a top-tier quarterback in order to get... in order to get success in the playoffs. And Josh Allen is that. He has 2,700 passing yards, 20 passing touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and 6 rushing touchdowns with a 74.5 QBR. And, he's playing amazingly well.
Can we just talk about how he's finally not throwing picks?
Yeah, only 5 interceptions.
It's all about development and experience. Yeah, about experience. And that's like... the epitome of what Josh Allen is.
I recall so many people talking about his interceptions in the first 2 years of his career.
And that's just what it's about. It's about development. And he's looking like the best QB in the league right now.
He is. They're just some more stats for you. They're second in points per game, partially because of Josh Allen. Third in red zone efficiency. 11th in rushing yards per game. First in turnover margin. And honestly, most underratedly and honestly... could be most important, first in sacks allowed. Yeah. Their O-line is spectacular. Running behind is James Cook, who's also having a great year.
James Cook's a dog.
Yeah, that 1-2 threat, Allen and Cook, they're really going to be a force to reckon with in the playoffs.
I agree. And I really just wanted to focus on how strong their defensive unit is and how they focus on takeaways. I think they are really good at getting stops, and they usually score off those stops. And I feel like... obviously, defense wins championships. I feel like this team can really go all the way.
Yeah, defense does win championships. And honestly, that's what I had as a note for them to be pushed over the edge. I think their offense is amazing. Their offense is way over the top in order to win a championship. I say their defense needs to improve to win a championship. They are 16th in yards per play allowed.
Yeah.
11th in yards per game allowed. They are 6th in opponents' points per game. 19th in sacks per game and 8th in red zone defense. And so all of this is, to be honest, mediocre or slightly better than mediocre. And for a Super Bowl team that's looking to contend for a Super Bowl, I said that's what they need to be really pushed over the top.
Yeah. I really do think, going back to Josh Allen, I mean, it's just really good to see him succeed because he's gone through so much. And I feel like the obviously you have the Chiefs, but I think the main team that can bring them down, if there's any team, is the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions, man, they're so good at football, bro.
But that's assuming that they get to the Super Bowl.
That's exactly.
And yeah, that's assuming both teams get to the Super Bowl.
And I think they can easily get it out. Not easily get out of the NFC, but I think they can really I think it really comes down to the Super Bowl, obviously.
So, just to be clear, you do have the Bills as a Super Bowl frontrunner.
I do. But I'm not mad if you say the Lions.
The Lions, okay. Yeah. Is there a third team in there, or is it just those two?
Obviously, the Chiefs are in there at some point, but okay. I think they don't have as good of a chance as those two teams.
All right.
You might think otherwise, but I don't think so.
No Ravens, no Eagles.
I hate the Ravens. I just don't like them. And I agree. I don't want them to succeed. I freaking hate the Ravens.
That's completely valid. And Eagles?
Eagles. I think they're good. Do I think Jalen Hurts is on the level of these other QBs? I don't think so. But Jalen Hurts, he's obviously such a great QB. He's been there before.
Yeah.
He has a great team around him. Saquon's an absolute dog.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, you have to have that top-tier QB to win. And I think that's what it comes down to with the Eagles.
Okay. And wait, you said you don't think Jalen Hurts is that top-tier
I think
QB.
He's in a tier below the top guys.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I mean, I agree he's not as good, but he might be good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, I think he is too. I'm not saying he can't win. I'm saying, are they my front runner? No.
Okay. That's valid. Yeah, for me, all those teams, to be honest, I have them all below the Bills.
Yeah.
If anything, I have the Eagles second.
Y'all can cry about the Ravens. I don't care.
Yeah, facts. I don't. Lamar's just going to throw in triple coverage again and end your year for all of you Ravens fans watching.
Yeah, or Zay Flowers is going to fumble.
Yeah, that's true. Or it's going to hit him in the helmet.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, he drops passes all the time.
Yeah. All right, so that's the time. Going into the ninth, the second last topic. This one is
this one's
going to be interesting. How will the Bengals surround Burrow and Chase with a capable defense?
See, this is my only way I could see them doing it. Through the draft, which they're probably not going to have that great of draft picks, but, I mean, they don't have a good record, so, shoot, they could be up there. But I don't know. Do you think they can get them through free agency? Do you think so?
I do, because all the star power is going to see that their offense is reliable.
Oh, yeah. So, I agree, yeah.
Yeah. But, so, first and foremost, I said you need to fire Lou Armanu, and you need to hire Robert Saleh. We've been mentioning him so many times.
I really love this guy.
He's an amazing coach. And, if you can get Robert Saleh to come down to a DC position, I think you give him the world. You give him full creativity. You give him as much money as you can handle. And they need to draft, I said, 100% defense. And I would accept the O-line if they drafted some O-line next year. And,
I think it really comes down. I think you can draft O-line, but, I mean, for how bad your defense is, you got to stack up there first. And I think you can get an O-lineman.
Here's something I noticed. Trey Henderson is leading the league in sacks, but they are, let me see here, 29th in sacks with the league leader in sacks. So so 100% you need a pass rusher, and they also need a QB1 if Cam Taylor-Britt is going to continue playing like this. I know he had a good week last week.
Yeah, he had a good week last
but
week.
But overall, the season's been extremely disappointing.
I agree. Like, my personal opinion, pressure on the QB and on the offense is the most important thing on defense. You could say secondary. You could say all that stuff. But I think pressure on the QB is one of the most important things on defense, and you got to get your pass rusher up. You're 29th in the league. I just don't think that's acceptable at all.
Especially with
the leading pass rusher.
With the leading pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
But, here's some stats about Burrow. I just want to give him a quick shout-out because he's playing like the MVP. I know you're not going to give it to him because his record, but he is the best. He's having the best season in the NFL.
I mean, look at the stats.
Yeah, okay, here are the stats. He's first in passing yards, first in passing touchdowns, third in QBR, only 5 interceptions.
That's the reason why they're even in these games is because of him. Like, he's putting up the numbers.
Yeah.
His defense just gives them right back.
Well, not only him, but the entire offense. Chase Brown is playing well. 700 yards for Chase Brown with 4.5 yards per carry, along with 6 tutties. Jamar Chase, to your point, playing amazing. Over 1,100 yards and 13 touchdowns, averaging 95 yards per game. That's amazing.
And people were talking about him having an off year last year, all this and that. Bro, he is a dog. Joe Burrow's a dog. When they're not injured, when they're not dealing with anything, they are two of the best, most prolific QB receiver duos.
Yeah, and all this that we talk about, it adds up to 28 points per game, which is ranked 5th in the NFL. Unfortunately, they are also ranked 31st in the NFL in opponents' points per game.
Like, bro, that's so annoying.
which is why they're losing these games. They can't outshoot everyone. Eventually, the offense is going to have a turnover or punt the ball. And if their defense can't get a stop all game, their offense isn't going to be able to shoot with a constant flow of 40-point games or 30-point games by the opposing team.
If you're going out week-to-week basis, putting up 30, 40 points, and you're losing way more than majority of your games, there's a huge problem. And it's really ridiculous because if you can't get at least 2 stops in a game, like, bro, or at least even 1, they don't even get 1 half the time. And it's honestly so annoying to see because Joe Burrow is balling out, man. And it's just annoying to see.
And here's why they can't get any stops. As I mentioned, they're 29th in sacks, 27th in allowed yards per game. That comes from 22nd in rushing and 27th in passing yards per game. They are 30th in opponents' red zone efficiency. And, I'd like to see someone else get a sack. I'd like to see Cam Taylor-Britt play well, like a true QB, CB1. And, this really comes from firing Lou Hermanu because he's honestly, I don't think he deserves a high school head coaching job after this.
I mean, it's kind of a common thing around the league. If you're a bad team, you know, shoot. Fire everybody. Fire all the coaches, bro.
But on paper, they're a good team. Like these other teams. Like the Jets, like the Niners. They're on paper a good team, and their offense is playing amazing.
And you can't even really talk about, like, injuries for the Bengals because, it's about time anyway.
Yeah, so.
But, I mean, it comes down to coaching on defense and knowing how to use your players. Obviously.
And getting new players in the offseason.
Yeah, obviously getting new players too. But, I mean, they have talent, and they're just not. They're kind of failing Joe Burrow right now.
They are. Here's the last topic of the day. It's come kind of quick. It's only been 46 minutes.
Yeah.
Kind of flew by, but here we go. Can the coaching of Jim Harbaugh put the Chargers in contention?
Okay.
This is for the one Chargers fan out there, because we all know the Chargers have no fans.
I actually know one.
So I said, the Chargers are an excellent team who have really been coming together recently. Justin Herbert is finally getting his chance to prove that he's a great quarterback. As we've talked about before, the Dolphins 100% should have picked him over Tua, which I still have a grudge over to this day. But Justin Herbert... he's playing well. He has 2,500 yards, 13 touchdowns, only 1 interception. They've won the last 5 out of 6, and they're looking great.
I mean, it really shows that Jim Harbaugh is a halfway decent coach.
Underestimation.
Oh, yeah, I was just talking about from last year. Last year, they had, like, I forgot, what was his name? From last year, like, the worst coach in the league.
Yeah, I can picture him.
I forgot his name. But, dude... It's so, so great to see that somebody who actually knows football and knows how to use players. I mean, shoot, I've been saying this for the past 3 years. They should be a top team, and I think they really can. I think they can honestly be in contention now with Harbaugh. And I think everybody, besides Quentin Johnson, bro, catch a freaking football.
Oh, my goodness,
catch a freaking football.
Yes. He's playing so well in the first half of the season. Well, not so well, but he was looking promising.
Way better than last year.
Yeah, he's looking promising. Now he's back to his old ways. But here
it's that draft class. It's him and Zay Flowers. Yep. Jordan Addison's good, but he's with Jay Jettis. So.
Yeah. But when Jay Jettis was out, he was balling.
Exactly, bro.
He was balling when Jay Jettis was out. But, so some things I wanted to note about the Chargers. I know we talk so highly about this offense and about this coaching, but statistically, they're not in the top 10. They're pretty average in all of the following stats: yards per game, points per game, rushing yards per game, passing yards per game, red zone offense, and sacks per game. They're all about 15th.
Like league average.
Yeah, league average. They're all about league average. Nothing higher or too low in any of those stats. J.K. Dobbins is doing pretty well. 750 yards, 4.8 per carry, 8 touchdowns. Yeah, but the reason I think that they're all pretty average, to your point, is receiver play.
They can't catch a freaking football.
They can't catch a football. They need – not a single receiver has over 850 yards. And if honestly, if Quentin Johnson wasn't so bad, so disgustingly bad, I don't think I would be able to name a single Chargers receiver.
Like, this is honestly, like, very weird to me. Because usually when receivers get, like, 2 drops in a game, they're benched for the rest of the game. This dude, Quentin Johnson – get so many opportunities,
yeah,
and he can't catch a football even on back routes when he's just right here. It's coming to him.
This is going to be the difference maker in the future. This is what they need to target in the offseason for a replacement of Keenan Allen, who's a dog, by the way.
Shoot, that Bears, they have good receivers.
They do have receivers.
Yeah, good receivers.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're punting more than Caleb Williams expected. But
yeah, I was high on Caleb Williams.
He's playing. Was?
Oh yeah, going into the season. I was okay, very
you're
high.
Not still.
Oh, I'm still high on his career.
Okay,
but I thought he would have a better season than what he's had. But he's picked it up as of late. I'm not gonna hate because he went through like the little struggle with transitioning, but now he's really playing better, in my opinion.
All right, so going into a positive note for the Chargers, they are playing amazing on defense. They are first in scoring defense in the league, which, if you compare rosters, is extremely impressive. They're fourth in red zone defense, seventh in passing yards per attempt, third in turnover margin, and they say defense wins championships, so let's see if the Chargers can prove this to be true.
I think they are a dark horse. I think they are.
Because listen, Justin Herbert is good enough to do it. We talk about top-end talent. He is top-end talent.
He is so talented, and I'm just glad that he's able to show it off.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't have good receivers, but still.
Yeah, but he can still prove how good he is, even with Quentin Johnson dropping every single pass.
Yeah, I think, really, the whole coming to circle moment is the morale of the team, bro. This might sound cliche, but the team... I don't remember that guy's name, but with him as the coach, they were just all just not on the same page, just not playing well. And I think Jim Harbaugh is really just being a really good coach for this team.
Yeah, and I think they're so disciplined too.
I know, bro.
They're such a disciplined team. I know recently they've had more penalties than usual, but usually they're one of the top teams in penalties. They're as I've mentioned, they're a top team in the turnover margin, third, by the way.
Yeah,
and I believe this is because of Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, I think he's really been a huge difference maker for not only Justin Herbert but the whole team. I think Justin Herbert has had the most success out of anybody because, I mean, we obviously knew he was so talented, but people were, I don't think they were writing him off, but they were like, they didn't know how great he could be.
Right, right.
But I think now he's showing that he can really be a top QB in the NFL.
Yeah, and to cap it off, where do you have them finishing the season?
Oh,
For me, it's second round. I see them as a second round team right now, season.
I think so too, but I wouldn't be shocked if they go further. That's my take.
All right. Well, I think that's about it. Yeah, this has been another episode of the Sideline Stories. I'm Ryan Eddy.
And I'm Jackson Snow.
You can find me on Instagram at ryan.eddy12.
And me, and I am Jackson Snow.
And peace out, guys. Have a good day.
That was fun.
That's pretty good.